Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Let us pray. almighty Lord and everlasting God, vouchsafe, we beseech thee, to direct, sanctify, and govern both our hearts and bodies in the ways of thy laws and in the works of thy commandments, that through thy most mighty protection, both here and ever, we may be preserved in body and soul through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always.
Thank you.
So the brilliant marriage service is over, and now the princess and her husband in his full dress uniform of scarlet and gold walk down past the lining party of soldiers and stand for a moment on the pavement outside the abbey. The glass coach with its four grey horses, two of them champions in their own right, by the way, stands ready. The breastplates of the lifeguards and the blues and royals are like so many mirrors across the road. London has rejoiced with the princess and her husband. The Union Jacks wave in greeting as they return to Buckingham Palace as man and wife.